Democratic candidates and groups around the country have suggested abolishing the Electoral College. But Rob Walgate with the conservative Ohio Roundtable says it's a political move to prevent what's happened only five times, when the candidate who won the popular vote lost the electoral vote and didn't become president.
It's not like it's happening every election. It happened in 2016. They're afraid it's going to happen again in 2020, I guess. I think they're doing it to try and move turnout, to raise money.
Walgate and Republicans say a national popular vote would mean presidential candidates would campaign only in major media markets. But Democrats say the Electoral College gives an outsized voice to so-called battleground states, which in recent years included Ohio. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.